With so much focus on the 2020 presidential campaign, it's worth noting there are crucial elections in several states this year, including in Virginia, where next month all state lawmaker seats are up for grabs, and Democrats think they can flip the state house. Republicans have held the majority there for two decades. Mallory Nopain of member station WVTF has a look at one critical race where Virginia's Speaker of the House is facing a tough challenge.
Young man, what would you like, cheese or pepperoni?
You'd be forgiven for not realizing he's Virginia's most powerful Republican. He is wearing plastic gloves and handing out Little Caesars.
We have pizza over here and popcorn over here.
Farrah Love is a lifelong resident of Colonial Heights, a community in central Virginia she calls quiet and close-knit. Kirk Cox has been her delegate for nearly 30 years. Her daughter babysat his children.
Oh, Kirk Cox is a wonderful hometown boy.
That's the feeling among many in this crowd. Cox was a high school civics teacher here for decades. Tonight at the local ballpark is movie night, one of several events that Cox is hosting as he runs for re-election.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming our delegate, Kirk Cox.
But while he may be our delegate to this community, to Virginia, he's Speaker of the House. He's the leader who compromised to convince fellow Republicans to pass Medicaid expansion. He raised teacher pay, and he shut down a special session on gun control after the mass shooting in Virginia Beach. Now he's fighting to keep this seat in the only competitive race he's run since he was first elected in 1989.
Oh, yeah, my first race was, I was a heavy underdog. I was a young school teacher the first time I ran with, given almost no chance to win.
Adding to the challenge this year, he has a newly drawn district. A judge ruled the seat racially gerrymandered. By one estimate, the district is now a third more Democratic.
I see it as a challenge to really, in the new district, to get to know people and serve them. That's what we're here for, we're public servants.
Because Virginia has off-year elections, political pundits watch the state to gauge how national politics may play out the following year. For instance, in 2017, Virginia Democrats turned out in droves, decimating the Republicans' supermajority in the state house. Then, a year later, Democrats took control in the House of Representatives. Now, all eyes are on 2020. And if Virginia is the bellwether for the country, this race may be the bellwether for the state.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Democrat Sheila Bynum Coleman is Cox's opponent. She's a real estate agent in her 40s who's never held elected office. During a recent visit to Union Branch Baptist Church, she tells the congregation she could be the first black woman to unseat a sitting Speaker of the House. The pastor has her stand before him.
I believe today is a good day just to surround one sister and believe God for her and with her. Is that all right? Amen.
He calls up every woman in the sanctuary. They encircle her, heads bowed. For Bynum Coleman, it was an emotional moment.
People were holding my hand and hugging me, and I could just feel the energy.
She says she's felt that same energy knocking doors when people tell her they want more funding for public schools and gun control. Bynum Coleman's daughter survived a shooting at a party just a few years ago.
All of this lack of action on issues that are important to the people in the community is creating so much excitement, so much positive energy. So many people are getting involved from all over the country.
In a sign of that outside interest, more than 30% of Bynum Coleman's campaign funds have come from outside the state, including from progressive PACs and individual donations from people in New York and California.
You know, I hear all the time, so goes Virginia, so goes the nation. And so people are paying attention to what's happening right now. Can Virginia turn out the Democratic vote?
Shari Brown is a Democrat. She knows a lot is at stake this November. She was one of the women who came to stand before the pastor during the service.
It felt as if we were a part of a shift of movement. It felt like a very powerful prayer.
The test this November for Democrats will be turning those prayers into votes. Historically, turnout in Virginia's off-year elections is low, and that's favored incumbent Republicans. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Nopain in Chesterfield, Virginia.